There was a long, white beach with coconut palms behind it. The reef lay across the entrance of the harbor, and the heavy east wind made the sea break on it so that the entrance was easy to see once you had opened it up. There was no one on the beach, and the sand was so white that it hurt your eyes to look at it. The man on the flying bridge studied the shore. There were no shacks where the shacks should have been, and there were no boats anchored in the lagoon that he could see. "You've been in here before," he said to his mate. "Yes." "Weren't the shacks over there?" "They were over there, and it shows a village on a chart." "They sure as hell aren't there now," the man said. "Can you make out any boats up in the mangroves?" "There's nothing that I can see." "I'm going to take her in and anchor," the man said. "I know this cut. It's about 8 times as deep as it looks." He looked down into the green water and saw the size of the shadow of his ship on the bottom. "There's good holding ground east from where the village used to be," his mate said. "I know. Break out the starboard anchor and stand by. I'm going to lay off there. With this wind blowing day and night, there will be no insects." "No, sir." They anchored in the boat. She was not big enough to be called a ship, except in the mind of the man who was her master. Lay with her bow into the wind with the waves breaking white and green on the reef. The man on the bridge watched that she swung well and held solidly. Then he looked ashore and cut his motors. He continued to look at the shore, and he could not figure it out at all. "Take 3 men in and have a look," he said. "I'm going to lie down a while. Remember, you're scientists." When they were scientists, no weapons showed, and they wore machetes and wide straw hats, such as Bahaman spongers were. These the crew referred to as sombreros scientificos. The larger they were, the more scientific they were considered. "Someone has stolen my scientific hat," a heavy-shouldered Basque with thick eyebrows that came together over his nose said. "Give me a bag of frags for science's sake." "Take my scientific hat," another Basque said. "It's twice as scientific as yours." "What a scientific hat," the widest of the Basques said. "I feel like Einstein in this one." "Tomas, can we take specimens?" "No," the man said. "George knows what I want him to do. You keep your damn scientific eyes open. I'll look for water." "It's behind where the village was," the man said. "See how it is. We'd probably better fill." "H2O, the Basque said. "That's scientific stuff. Hey, you worthless scientist, you hat stealer. Give us 4 5-gallon jugs so we won't waste the trip." The other Basque put 4 wicker-covered jugs in the dinghy. The man heard them talking. "Don't hit me in the back with that damn scientific ore. I only do it for science. Fornicate science and his brother. Science's sister. Penicillina is her name." The man watched them rowing toward the Two White Beach. "I should have gone in," he thought. "But I was up all night and I've steered 12 hours. George can size it up as well as I can. But I wonder what the hell has happened." He looked once at the reef and then at the shore, at the current of the clean water running against the side and making little eddies in the lee. Then he shut his eyes and turned on his side.